We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning before Game 3 of the Eagles season. They're 2-0 and they're headed to D.C. to meet up with an old pal. Carson Wentz.
Wentz sucks.
And I would like to say this right now, Al, before we go any further with this radio program. Everyone, please place a mask on right now because it is no longer 2022. It is 2020 again when we were all in the coronavirus pandemic.
Why? What happened?
Because the two main names on the docket this morning on the WIP Morning Show are Carson Wentz, all the drama unfolded out in 2020, and Ben Simmons. Ben is talking now.
Yeah.
And so is Carson. And what they're saying about their experience in Philadelphia is quite different and quite entertaining. It will be involved in it throughout the day. And we got Keith Jones here, baby.
Good to see you, buddy.
Jonesy, Thursday and Friday. Who better to analyze all this stuff than Jonesy?
It's fun.
It should be fun. It is great fun. On the show today at 7 o'clock to break down some worrisome snap counts. I am now finding new ways to upset myself. I analyzed the snap counts and realized that Jordan Davis, number one pick, he ain't getting much work. And it's starting to get on my nerves. So Brian Baldinger is going to break that down. And the brilliant play by Jalen Hurts on Monday night. You saw that, Jonesy.
That was impressive.
Was that impressive?
Very impressive.
Should most people be happy now?
Yes.
All right, good. Because, the kid can do it.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind the kid can do it. Then we got Dr. Joel Fish on, Al.
Okay.
Just a brief appearance to discuss mental toughness.
Okay.
Because some people have it, but Wentz and Simmons do not. And he's going to explain how you become mentally tough versus being a wuss. Right? I don't know that's
technical.
Probably not the technical term he uses, but that's what it's about. 8 o'clock. I'm not going to say it yet, Rhea, even though I have some news about this gentleman. Jason Kelce will be on.
Awesome.
And it's funny because the first thing I'm going to do is play a cut from Jason on his podcast with his brother Travis.
Right.
Because he said something about Wentz that I don't think is necessarily true.
Okay.
And then at 9 o'clock, wow, in the hunt for history, Ricky Ricardo.
Yes.
Nice.
Now, you will hear Ricky Ricardo's call of Aaron Judge's 60th home run as Judge pursues the all-time American League record for single season. He needs two more.
And a lot of people think the legitimate record.
Yeah, in the American League, it's the record anyway.
But they didn't
cheat as much.
Well,
they didn't get caught.
That too.
They didn't get caught the way Sosa and Bonds and McGuire did.
Yes.
All right, so whatever it took. Yeah, in the American League, they didn't cheat. All right, and so they'll all be odd today. And Ricky also does the Eagles games. And I want to know what he's going to – what does he do Sunday if it's history of the Yankee game?
Wow.
But he always prefers the Eagles.
Does he go
away from history to do the Eagles?
Yes. No.
Is there a backup Spanish broadcast? How deep is their bench?
There has to be.
Anyway, but let's start with this. It is, ladies and gentlemen, I hereby declare officially, it is Carson Wentz time. The next few days are Wentz, Wentz, and Wentz. because we're finally going to see the Eagles face a guy who ran away from the team after he got a paycheck of $128 million.
Yes, he did.
He got $128 million. Then they drafted his potential replacement. It ended up being his replacement, Jalen Hurts. And then 12 games into the next season, he quit.
Yes, he did.
He quit. He sulked. He was on the sideline. He begged off at the end of the year, get me out of here. Send me with my guru, Frank Reich, and you know the rest.
Yeah.
It was this guy, to me, Al, if I want him booed outside. There is a caravan of 10 buses going to D.C.
Yeah.
for the sole purpose of booing the man. But Jason Kelce, on his podcast with Travis, his brother, made a comment I don't think is true. Here's what he said.
It was a bad ending. You're clearly wanting out of a city, I feel like you're in a rough spot as a player. There are still a lot of fans in Philly that I know appreciate Carson, and there are still people in Wentzylvania, for sure. They will always be Carson Wentz fans. And that being said, if I was a betting man, I think when he comes back to the link in the future, it will probably not be to a roaring amount of applause, although I hope it is.
I hope it isn't, and I don't believe there are tons of people here that still love Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said in the beginning, when you quit on the city, when you quit, you took all the money. You didn't offer any of the money back. And then you go, I don't want to be here anymore. Get me out of here. And even the year they won the Super Bowl, mixed emotions because he wasn't on the field for the biggest games
in
the playoffs.
But he set them up for it. Those are the people who do appreciate. Like, I believe they don't win that Super Bowl without the record he helped them get.
All right, but didn't he undo all that goodwill in the following 3 years?
Yeah.
Well,
he did.
Yeah. Where are these people? Are you out there? Is there anybody listening at 6:06 on the Thursday morning before the Eagles face him for the first time since he bailed on us who like him?
There will be people.
I don't
there
think
will
so.
Be.
I don't
There'll
get.
Be a
they
small
don't
percentage.
Email me.
They won't
they
say.
Don't
any,
email
they
me.
Won't say anything.
They won't
until,
call
until the game. And if he performs well, then you're going to hear from him on Monday. That's where they are.
Well, then it's going to be a combative Monday because
yes,
I'm going to.
It will be.
You want to say how much you love Wentz? Do it now. 215-592-9494. But I'll be honest, Ava Graham can't stand him either, and she used to call him the Ginger Jesus.
Yeah, she was lovely.
You know what she came up with for the contest today? And I didn't let her go any further. I said, yes, we're going to do it.
What is it?
Who do you hate more than Carson Wentz?
Jeez.
And she's the judge.
The other guy's in the news,
Ava
too.
Graham is about Eddie. And Al, there are no rules. It's not just sports. Mm-hmm. It could be. You want to go political here?
No,
you go right ahead.
No,
go right ahead.
No, we're
you
not.
You could go to other countries. You could go to despots.
To what?
Why can't we just keep
despots?
It in sports? You know, like, we hate enough people in sports.
No, everyone. Yeah. I make the rules here. And I'm king for
last
three
year.
More months.
Your rules are stupid, and you told me yesterday that I should stop you sometimes.
No. I said stop me if I agree to go somewhere again. Because this week I went to church and I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
Al,
you're
you know
still
what?
Going to hell.
Al, no, I'll tell you what, Al. If I got hit by a bus this week, I think I get a free pass upstairs.
Let's find out.
No, he listens to the show.
All right. Let me give you the other stuff here because Brandon Graham was at his locker yesterday. And now, Brandon, we have him on every week. Brandon does not stir up trouble.
No.
But he wasn't hiding from the fact that there are men in his locker room that are looking forward to go get Carson Wentz. Listen.
I know that I've probably played some quarterbacks that's been here, but not like this situation. This situation is totally different with him. The way it ended, you know, being here, and then, you know, how things went, I just feel like, you know, some guys just had this game circled if they ever play us again. So this is the first time I've seen him since he's been gone.
Jonesy, they got this game circled.
Yeah, that says a lot.
Because they know he quit on
them.
Yes,
that's what Brandon.
Right?
Exactly what Brandon was saying without saying it. Like he worded it properly, but he is telling you that there is certain players in that room that believe that he quit.
Absolutely.
That Wentz quit. Yes.
Now, are you dying to hear Wentz talk about this?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. He talked yesterday. The same way he did 5 years here. This is a man who is devoutly religious.
Oh, God, please.
But really, if ever, tells his actual feelings. The dishonesty that exudes from this man is classic. It's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Listen, this is Joe, number six. Here's how he remembers his time here.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, obviously we had a lot of success there. You know, winning the Super Bowl up there was pretty special. Being a part of that was pretty cool. It's quite the city, quite the fan base, quite the experience. One, I'll definitely cherish my time there. But obviously being on the other end now, it'll look a little different, you know, hearing them. But yeah, it was a fun couple of years there while I was up there. I definitely cherished my time there.
I didn't believe a word of that.
No, it was one
awful.
Word that he meant.
That was terrible.
Oh, we won a lot there. No, you said yourself you had mixed emotions when you won the championship because you weren't on the field. Now it's a fond memory?
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
Oh, now we have changed things for the purposes of the game Sunday? You got to go down, and you got to go down. Hard.
He does.
You understand?
He does.
Doesn't he?
That's awful.
I can't stand the
he
guy.
He said a couple of years. I thought he was here for five.
I did break that down. The first two weren't bad, and then the next three sucked.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, just so you know, the next three were not all that great. And then one more, Al, and this was on the Brandon Graham show on Monday night, all right? And he was out with Howard Eskin. And tell me if Graham himself, Al, doesn't want a piece of Carson Wentz.
Do you recognize some things about him that you think you can take advantage of?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some stuff, but I ain't going to tell you right now. I already know they was yelling it. We was yelling it after the game.
So you guys were already turning the page to the next game, huh? About Washington?
Like that was just us, like us as a D-line talking about issues we know is coming up. You know what I'm saying? That we got to expose.
All right. So that's where we
issues
are.
Issues we
right?
know that got to get
yeah.
exposed.
No, Rhea, he's going after his old teammate because he quit on this. If there's one thing about Brandon, man, he is intense. He is the most relentless player we've had this season.
Yeah.
He was down and out, and he was revived by never giving up. And he's talking to a guy who quit.
Oh, totally quit. On the field. Brandon never stops talking to the point where Fletcher has to tell him to back off. He is going to be chirping at I hope they mic him up.
I asked him on Tuesday, and he said he's going to chirp.
Oh, yeah.
He will chirp on Tuesday. If there's a sack where Wentz is down, he's going to say, hey, Cuss, looks like you quit on that play, too. You know, something like that. A nice little needle, Jonesy.
That would hurt coming from Brandon Graham, though. That would go deep on Wentz.
But let's see if there's anybody out there. And again, Al, you know, I treat people with courtesy and dignity.
All right.
So I will not yell at you if you happen to like Carson Wentz.
There will be a few.
Let's see. I'm going to start, though, with the guy who feels emotion at a deeper level than we do, Al. The great Simon John. Hi, John.
Good morning. No, true. You can like Carson Wentz. That's fine. People want to call and say, hey, I like him. If anybody calls you and claims to be an Eagles fan and says they like Carson Wentz, just hang up on them. Because it's not true. You can't be. It's like saying, I like the Dallas Cowboys, but I'm really an Eagles fan. You don't do it. It's ridiculous.
Why? Explain to these people why you cannot love a man who quit.
Because he quit on his teammates. He quit on the fans, just like Rhea just said. I listened to that thing. Everything he said was a complete lie. He's a phony. He came here like, oh, he's this tough Midwest farmer guy from out in the weeds and all this stuff. It's all phoniness, and the players see through it. Jonesy's a player. He knows. You can see what this guy did, and I think this is why the players hate him most. Not only did he quit on him, during that Super Bowl run, I think deep down he resented it. That they want it without him.
I agree.
That's why I hate him more than anything.
You're 100% right. John, you want to hear how to handle this? Because we got a guy here now who respects the fans enough to be honest. So Jalen Hurts, who had to watch that pouting the whole year when he first came here, listen to what he said when he was asked about Wentz.
Obviously, Carson was disappointed the way that year played out. How was it? In the room with you guys after that, was he still helpful on the sideline during games?
I'm just going to say, You know, I think we're focused on the now. I'm focused on the now. I'm focused on the now.
John, that's honesty, right? That's what you – he's not going to trash the guy. He won't answer the question. I respect that.
No, because that's why I love this man. This guy is self-motivated, and that's what separates winners from losers. Michael Jordan, self-motivated. You look at any of the great players, any of the great people, whatever field they're in, they're self-motivated. They say, oh, they have talent. Yeah, you need talent, but you need to be self-motivated, self-driven. Jalen Hurts is driven right now. He's got every ounce of his fiber because he knows how Wentz disrespected him. You're 100%. A player. You're coming in. You don't want him to take your job, but you respect people. And Hurts, deep down, doesn't respect Wentz, and he will use every ounce of his fiber to not leave that field without beating that man. That's why the Eagles will win Sunday. That's the kind of people you get behind. Not Carson Wentz. Don't let Eagle fans on this show and say they like Carson Wentz and respect what he did. He won games, got us to the Super Bowl, helped us get home field. Great. He's a bum. And he's not a player, not a fan, and not an Eagle player. And when he comes here, you can tell Jason Kelce he should be booed worse than we booed Rager.
Ooh. That,
oh, yeah,
John,
for sure, that.
You've set the bar very high as usual, my friend. Thank you so much, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow when we set up the big game Sunday. That's the end of Simon.
Right.
John. He ended
that's
with a flourish and he walked away. I like it. 215-592-9494. I'm looking on the board right now, Al. There are a couple of people stepping up to offer appreciation for Wentz.
Yeah.
They'll be heard with dignity and class. Yes, they will. 215-592-9494. We come back, Josie. I know you've been monitoring this. More evidence that Tom Brady just keeps following me. Me and Brady. Very similar types.
He looks up to you.
215, he must. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Times.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.